Bruising Banner Podcast. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to Bruising Banner Podcast. I am your host, Rob G. And with me, as always, is the legendary Brew Crew. What up, fella?
I got water, I got, you know, juice or whatever. I'm like, y'all need twin legs? Matter of fact,
my question to everybody is,
does Delaware have an actual culture?
This is the podcast that we talk about beer, but we also talk about a lot of things that's happening in the world. Politics, movies, anything really that comes to our mind while we're here sampling these brews. Grab a drink and pull up a chair.
How do you know the way I feel? You got me losing my mind.
Philly, Jersey, Delaware, what's up? Stand up, stand up. Hey, just in case some radio listening, they were like, you know what? I never thought about Rob, but yes, now I need him on.
Always interviewing. You never know.
Next always on the always be closing, always be interviewing for these airwaves.
It was a real Sade vibe with that Drake song.
It was.
He got a lot of Sade vibes though.
Yeah.
You think the album was a lot of Sade?
No, we'll talk about it. What up? Welcome to Bruising Banter Podcast, where the topic is the rocking and the brew. Well, that be the fuel. And I'm your host, Rob G. And with me, as always, the legendary Brew Crew. What's going on, fellas?
What is going on, everyone?
I'm all right.
How about trying to get it in within the first 2 minutes now?
Yeah.
What up?
try to knock it out. No.
Put y'all asses up right quick.
This is episode 134 of Bruising Banner Podcast. We are here today. I believe Dev is singing in a wedding somewhere.
Singing in the background.
So you won't be joining us?
That's how he's singing currently.
Yeah. Well, right now he might not be actually performing, so he's warming up his voice. That was me.
Drinking tea and shit.
Yeah.
On the side.
Right. Yeah. About to bless. About to sing in the mic.
Bust that mic, baby boy.
Shout out to Dave busting that mic tonight.
That's where I stopped.
We'll carry that mantle right on for you. I'll get you to the finish line.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. So
a relay race. It's a relay race.
It's a relay.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's doing his wedding thing. So shout out to that singing for the lovers who embark on this institution we call marriage.
Just to get divorced and say not.
That's not necessarily true, even though statistically you would say it's a probability.
That's a 50-50 shot. That's a 50-50 shot.
Right, but shit.
Well, let's wish the marriage.
They're better. You got to. They're better out than the Powerball and Mega Millions. People play that every day.
That's true.
So shoot your shot and get that marriage going on.
Right. Why not? Or don't.
Yeah. I mean, it can go either way. 50-50 says it can go either way.
Be happy.
Be happy. Just figure out a way to get it.
Don't worry about it. You won't be happy anymore.
Hey, I don't know.
Well, before we get into
that look like cake.
The topics of the day. I always like to know what everybody's drinking. So, what are we drinking today?
You go first, Yoda.
Yoda, what are you drinking? You go first, Yoda.
Talk about that cake, Yoda.
It's that raspberry whale cake.
Ooh,
well. Raspberry whale cake?
Well of a cake.
A whale. Okay.
It's a raspberry cream ale. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty creamy and delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the ABV on here is. It's 5%. Who makes this? Burlington Beer Co.
Burlington Ooh. Beer Co. Okay.
Is that out of New Jersey?
No, I think it's like
Connecticut.
Yeah,
wherever somewhere. You think Burlington is, that's where it's at.
Vermont.
Burlington Coke Factory.
But the only one I know,
New Jersey.
The only Burlington I know is New Jersey. But
yeah,
but Vermont. Like
Vermont has a Burlington too.
Yeah. Right?
Is that where the Coke Factory is?
No. No, that's New Jersey.
Vermont. This one's Vermont.
Yeah, yeah. But Burlington, New Jersey is Burlington Coke Factory.
More than great coats, guys.
Yeah, that's
definitely
suck. I like the Burlingtons.
Yeah, well,
I used to shop there back. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, you don't have nothing in there now. But this is what the
you get a nice coat.
Raspberry like well get a cake coat. Looks like in the glass.
Mm-hmm. It does have like a little tint of yellowness to it for the cake.
Yeah, I guess, but it's more of a pinkish, which is probably because of mixture of the yellowness in the cake and then the raspberries. So that brings out that that pinkish look to it. But mm-hmm. it smells like raspberries. Definitely smells like raspberries. And it tastes like raspberries. No, this is really good and refreshing. It's not like real sour. It's not real beery, if that's a word.
You just made it work.
It's stylized as an ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it almost has like a champagne taste to it.
Okay.
Like a good morning beer.
Yeah, yeah. And it's only 5%, so it's something that you can keep drinking if you want. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lou, what you drinking on?
I have a Big Oysters Brewery. We have the Belgian style Trappel, and it is Noir et Blue. What's that? Back to blue, black and blue, black and blue.
Yeah, that's black and
that's
blue.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, I think that's a picture of the Route 1 bridge in Delaware that crosses over the canal. You guys can see that there.
Oh yeah, yeah, it looks like that. But that is kind of eerie, though, with that dark background. Yeah,
it's a dark night, black and blue. The bridge is not blue at all in real life. It's brownish tan.
Is it yellow? I thought that bridge was yellow.
Brownish tan. It's bright yellow. Them lights is bright, make it bright yellow. But I thought, you could be right. I don't know. I'll be driving past it. I'll be looking.
I'll check the coils.
This is what it looks like in I think. It is 9% alcohol by volume. It is Labor Day weekend, so I can drink this.
There you go. Tamara loves that one.
Oh, good. Thanks, Tamara. Let me taste it and let you know if I like it too. Yeah, I do. Cheers. It's wow. It's boozy on the end, but that first initial sip, feel like you could drink it all day. And then after you swallow and that back come that woo. Whoa, that, yes, don't be
swallowing that
back. That back come.
Y'all nasty. Y'all so mature, man. Y'all so mature.
He said, be swallowing that back come.
Right, he did say.
This is the wrong podcast, buddy.
I can take it. Y'all nasty. Y'all immature. It's fine. I messed up my words.
Take it. Now you can take it.
Yeah, I gotta take it. Y'all making fun of me. I gotta take it. But it is delicious. Pass me another. But alcohol by volume. But it's very good. This is very good.
I missed it. How much was the alcohol by volume again?
Nine.
Oh,
9%.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you know them. You must be off tomorrow.
That's what I said. It's Labor Day weekend. I don't got nothing to do tomorrow. That's why I pulled this one out.
Time to go ahead and pop that open.
Right, right.
Bust it open for a real nigga.
Rob G, we into the long weekend, halfway through it.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy? You good?
I'm straight. I'm going good. I can't complain. I've been having some drinks.
What are you drinking today, this week?
Yeah,
You drinking or are you drinking?
I'm drinking. I am drinking. I'm drinking everything.
Drinking water. I've been drinking Sprite, ginger ales.
Right.
My first beer of the day.
Right.
It is.
He had a little bit of root beer, a little birch beer.
I did have some. Because I had a root beer float. So I did.
Yo, what is it? Always vanilla in the root beer float? I don't like vanilla ice cream. I think it always got to be vanilla ice cream. Can you do something different?
I think you do something. The original is vanilla ice cream. But I've had
it. Added with a different type.
I had it with butter pecan, which was kind of weird because you had the nuts later. But
that sounds like it would be all right. That sounds like it'd be all right.
Yeah,
save the nuts for later.
Yeah. I always save nuts for later.
Got to. Yo, people put down south, they put peanuts into like Pepsi or Coke or something.
Why?
I don't know why.
They get more fizz?
Really good to me. It's not really good to me, but they it's like red skin peanuts.
Huh.
If y'all, anybody down south know about this, let me know. Or if it's good. Because it wasn't good to me, but it's something that they do.
Hmm.
That's weird. I never even heard of it, but whatever. You know, to each his own.
Yeah, I am actually. I'm actually drinking Irvin's Famous Spiced Ale from Conshohocken's Brewing Company. Right there you go. Just like the ginger schnapps.
Yeah, that's a memory right there. Yeah, that's Halloween all day.
Yeah,
ginger schnizzies.
Obviously, so it got
the hardest cookie ever.
Yeah,
yeah. You could roll a car over it and it wouldn't crack.
Yeah,
not crack.
It's 5.4%. It's brewed with the obviously the famous spice wafers, the spices, molasses, and it has some lactose in it as well.
Okay, for the dipping, because you know how you got to dip them in the milk.
So you got that lactose in that beer, and you had a root beer float today. Ooh,
little gassy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've been on a cinnamony kick because last week I had the French toast joint.
Oh yeah,
and this week I got the spiced. I like spiced cookies. I like spiced.
Yo, I like wafers. Those a lot. I thought they really was only for Halloween back in the day.
Yo, I really don't fuck with them like that because they're so hard.
Really, I like them. That tells you not to eat too many. Just your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah. Your teeth give you the mornings.
Even though, like you said, if you dip them, like especially if when it's in the wintertime and it's like hot cocoa or something like that.
I get it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that. Yeah. That makes it right.
It's a memory.
Yeah, but it's definitely.
I honestly thought it was just because I remember like a scary cat and a witch used to be on the box. Thought it was just Halloween cookies.
Yeah, well, because they actually make a they actually partner with I think it's Conshohocken Brewing Company and Acme. I think they came together to make this beer. They also make they made a Shandy one from their Shandy cookies as well.
What does Acme have to do with it though?
I don't know, but they sold only in Acme's, I think. And PA.
Oh, because they serve beer out there. Yep, yep.
Okay. Yeah. So this is where I picked it up at on my journey through PA.
Acme?
Yep, it was at Acme.
You go specifically to the Acme to get the beer?
Yes, because someone in my friend group tagged me in it and said, Rob, you probably like this. So I said, you know what? Yeah. I might. And so I went and found it.
You probably passed Acme over there. I might.
Yeah.
Come back around.
Right. I mean, I pass at least two Acmes every day in PA. So I'm like, you know what? They got to be in one of these joints. And there it was. Bang, right there. They had the other flavor, but I know that one came out in the spring. They had the Shandy joint. Okay. I think it was more like a Shandy. So I was like, yeah, I had a Shandy this summer. I only do one Shandy per summer.
That rule is whack, yo. Change that rule. That's a terrible rule.
I had my Shandy for the summer.
Can't get another one.
I met my quota.
I like getting two Shandys in the summertime.
Yeah. Even though I used to drink, probably because I used to drink Lindenkugel Shandies all the time back in the day. That used to be my joint, Lindenkugels.
Is it Lindenkugel, Lindenkugels?
Lindenkugel, Lindenkugel. You know, everybody know what the Kugel is.
Yeah,
you know what
it is. Know what the Kugel is.
That summer Shandy. I think somebody else does somebody had a Rattler on here. Didn't you, Lou, have a Rattler or a Rantler or something like that on here?
Who knows?
Because we looked it up and it's kind of like the same thing as a Shandy. I remember we looked it up.
Okay. I remember what you're saying, but I don't know who had that. It could have been me. I don't remember.
Yo, does that taste like the cookies though?
Yeah, it does have the cinnamon spiced. I don't know what the lactose really does, but.
Yo, but it's funny because it looks like it'll be boozy, like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because the color? Like
it should be barrel aged. Yeah,
the color, it looks like, yeah.
Yeah, because it is dark.
It's all that cookie, that's just spice wafer.
It ain't no head on it, no nothing. It
like it had head on there when I poured it first, but I've already been sipping on it for a little bit.
You got that head right off of there?
Yeah. You know I got that thing off the top. He got good enough to shot, baby. His head. all right. everybody has some good beers they sipping on. But I know the question of the week for everybody, I'm sure, is
what?
Donda versus CLB.
Is this a question?
Yes.
This is not a question.
It is a question. Who
it's
won?
A statement.
This who won? Statement. I mean, I got to put a question. Donda versus CLB. Who won? That.
You know.
Actually, I'm gonna leave that up there.
I'm a big Drake fan, right?
Uh huh.
I love Drake, but what I can say is that this album doesn't like do anything for me. Not that I don't like it, because it just sounds like Drake.
Right.
But it could have been better to me.
I had the same opinion, especially since it was supposed to come out in January.
Yeah.
January.
Yeah. You're going to put that same project out.
It's crazy because I heard some songs that were supposed to go on the album that's not on there that were like good songs. And it's like, you didn't put them on the album. This is weird. But with the Donda joint, it got like some versatility to it. But this is just but Drake's joint is just straight Drake, like typical Drake shit. So
I mean, I saw a meme. I don't know if he actually did it, but Academic fell asleep while listening to it on the stream. Oh, yeah. I don't know if that was real.
Fell asleep listening to who?
Drake. Drake joint. I mean, I get it. I mean, because it did.
Academic is controversial.
Right, but he's a big Drake fan, so I mean. But I had the same opinion. I was like, it's okay project, but to say that you delayed it from January to September, what was this? What did it sound like before then? If this is what you came up with, and like some of the projects, some of the
because he knew Donda was coming out, and he was like, I'm gonna hold off.
He wouldn't delay it from January.
Let me tell you something about Drake. What I realized is that he is so corny that he will do certain things like this. And even though I like Drake, he's like a cornball, and I almost feel like he's definitely a culture vulture. Like he just like jumps on anything that's hot for the moment, knowing it might not even be hot next week, but he's definitely going to jump on it if it's hot right now.
Right.
I got a question for y'all. Y'all may have answered this before, but Drake is a collaboration rapper, correct?
You do a lot of collaboration, yeah.
If you listen to a Drake rap and you're like, yo, he just killed it, it's like him and three other niggas just killed it, right?
No, sometimes he could kill it by himself.
How do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know when it's just Drake and then when it's not him collaborating in the lab and writing it?
Oh, you mean together? The ghostwriting piece?
Like the ghostwriting.
Right. You see at the bottom of the shit and it'd be just Drake. You'll hear a rap and it's just Drake rapping, but then you look at the byline. And the written by is like four other people.
That could be the producer too.
About Drake?
That could be the producer as well, though.
It could be anybody that had a hand in
somebody.
A lot of times, sometimes it could be the producer, but a lot of times when you see dudes and women rapping, when you see the byline, it don't put the production credit. It put the writer.
Well, that's part of the writing, though.
One writer, unless it's a sample or something like that. But what I'm saying is, we know Drake's a collaborator, right? A rapper,
right?
Does that bother you?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
Now, that don't bother me because that means that the person that's writing it couldn't deliver it the way that Drake does. It's the reason why Drake is the person delivering these lyrics.
I feel like rap maybe unfairly always gets the tag where it has to be the writer of the lyrics.
Right,
makes a big difference.
I think they talk about that somewhere.
It's frowned upon, whereas in every other genre of music, ghostwriting is not frowned upon. It's actually embraced.
Right.
In rapping, it's not. And it's like, he's the best rapper, but he has a lot of ghost-written lyrics. Like, yeah, he delivered it properly, but he may not have came up with the lyric. That kind of works against him for me.
I don't know, because Cardi does the same thing, and she's like the number one female rapper right now.
Anybody who does it, like, I wish I could. I can't
well,
get
past. Well, how do you know who doesn't do it?
I don't.
Big right, because it could be a collaborative process all the time.
That's another reason why I don't, like, I try to stay in the 90s, early 2000s.
Because Kanye collaborative, too. Because Consequence and
collab, Barry, Are you upset about it because it wasn't made by one
person? Well, the genre of beer allows for collaborations like that. So, no, I'm not. But when we're talking about the culture of hip-hop and rapping specifically, it's always come about where you collab and ghostwriting has been frowned upon. So I just always wanted to see what people's opinions was and how it changes over the course of hip-hop.
Well, let me say that. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, no, I was going to say, let me ask you a question. When a rapper says another rapper's line in their song, is that considered kind of ghostwriting? Because it's not their lyric.
I don't know if it's ghostwriting or paying homage. Or how much of the verse are we going to go with? Are we going to rap the whole verse? Or are we going to rap a couple Jay-Z bars?
Jay-Z does it all.
He does it all the time. Yeah, but he still has enough verses where you know he don't have to do it all the time.
Gotcha.
Like you're not Jay-Z's best line ain't Biggie's verse. Him rapping Biggie's verse.
So you think it would take away from Jay if you heard right now that Jay-Z had a ghostwriter? You would. That would take away from him being like one of the.
It would when I would go because when I would go back to listen to it, like we know Jay's process. Like first of all, that's a lie. We know that he don't. It's if he's collaborating, it don't ever say because he don't write nothing down. So it's hard for us to think that he ever had a collaborator. But yeah, it would make me go back and listen to it differently.
See, it doesn't bother me because it's almost like who like because it's hard for you to tell just because. Because some people get writers, but pay them to not be shown in the credits.
Okay, and
so it's a lot of people that actually do have ghostwriters that you may not know of.
Okay, and
so that's the only reason it doesn't bother me. But I can say this is that like if you're going to be a ghostwriter, you got to know who you're writing for. And so it's like so when I hear Drake delivering something, even though he didn't write it. At least the person that wrote it knew they was writing it for Drake. Like they can't write a Drake song and give it to me and me rapping about girls and cars and jewelry because I ain't got none of that shit. But being as though Drake got this money and he can play, he has that role that you can actually physically see, the writer is writing specifically for what Drake's moves are.
Right. I see.
And so it don't bother me.
Yeah. And the thing, even and just going back to this project, the thing about this project, it didn't, the beat so delayed, it didn't feel cohesive. I mean, it was called Certified Lover Boy. And some of the speech, like, the joint, I know people was like, oh, that's like Michael Jordan, that's like the Dream, I mean, it's like the Jordan Bulls with Rick Ross yeah. And Lil Wayne. But that seemed like something that was old that it was on Ross's project and he just stuck it on there.
Because Ross sounded like not like current Ross. It sounded like old Ross. I don't know if he did it on purpose. But it definitely sounded like an old Ross verse.
Right. So I was like, did they just have that somewhere? And they was like, you know what? Put this on the album. Like, we need an extra. They saw Donda's track list. They was like, you know what? He got a lot of albums. We need something else to add in there. And well, because they all did use the same. They all did use the same featured artist. It was just crazy.
Yeah, they did. Is Kid Cudi on Donda?
I don't think Kid Cudi's on Donda. Which is funny.
They did the drinks?
Right. But I thought that was funny, too, because I think Kid Cudi's track on on CLB is probably one of the better songs. Yeah. And the joint on Donda with a Weekend is probably the better record. Hurricane is probably one of the better records. They took each other's boys and said, you know what? Yeah. I could do it better.
That is true. That's true. I didn't look at it that way, but that's true.
Even though I like a Lil Baby's verse on Donda's joint than I did on Too Many Girls or My Girl Love a Girl or whatever the heck it was, the song was.
What, when you talking about he a lesbian too?
Yeah, yeah, that song.
What the fuck is that about?
Yeah, my son asked me that. He's like, how what does that work? Mean?
Yeah. I mean, I understand what he's saying.
I definitely understand how it works.
What is he saying?
He's saying he like girls too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like girls.
Yeah, but that don't make you a lesbian. They, like, that's not the same thing.
It's a double entendre.
Right,
it's
right.
It's stupid.
And it was dumb, but I got what he meant. He's not the first person that said, oh, you not a lesbian? Me
that's
too.
Not original.
Right, right.
That's not original. That was ghostwritten too.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, just because I like women don't make me a lesbian. I'm a man.
Right. He was just saying he liked to do the thing.
We get it. We get it.
But overall, I think, and I know people have can't, and I think the only reason people are bigging up CLB because Drake is not hasn't been canceled by a lot of people, where Kanye has. But if you listen to Kanye's album, he kind of like, you know what? I know I fucked up, and here's why. I mean, and we've talked about mental health before. The fact that he is bipolar, you might got to give him a little more room. No? Right. You got to give.
Maybe.
No, you don't have to give him a little room? Especially if he's off his meds. You can't. No wiggle.
You can't.
You on your, like, if you got meds, don't be off them.
Yeah, but, I mean.
And then I think.
I mean, okay. You said you don't know. Like, if he's off his meds, I can't give you the benefit of the doubt, nigga. You know you supposed to be on your goddamn meds. You off your meds talking reckless.
He don't like the way they make him feel. I mean, if I hear that a lot of time, people like, I don't like the way.
I understand. Then stop talking. Don't be on them and shut the fuck up. You can do both.
But you can't. I don't think you can, though. I think you can't. Like, I need to say this type of thing.
Kanye can. Billionaire, he can.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
With Kanye, though, I think, like, Kanye is one, he's a smart dude, right? And they always say that geniuses are crazy people.
Right.
And I think he's really the definition of that. Like,
fact.
Because he's definitely smart. He's talented as hell.
Or he could have read a book a long time ago that said genius is crazy, so I'm going to make these motherfuckers think that I'm crazy as shit.
That,
right.
That
you know what I mean? But go ahead, finish your statement. I just wanted to bring that
up. But book, I also book, think finish. That because I think...
Well, that's genius too.
But I think that if we were to look at Kanye's brain and like how his shit worked in his head, it'd probably be all over the place.
Right.
This is where you look at a lot of other rappers that, one, ain't making beats, two, and making and writing music and rapping or whatever all at the same time. It's like a whole lot of different shit that, and then bipolar with that, like, nigga, that is a lot, man. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I would give him a little.
I think sonically, Donda is better than me. Like, I don't know because if it's because Kanye is a producer first, kind of. I don't know if that is why it always sounds better to me than the Drake record. Like, it seemed like they, and I don't know if that beef is real. I think it's kind of the hype of both of these records. I think some of this is planted. Like, they both buying billboards, all that mess. I think it's kind of
Kanye did that beef. A couple years, like 20 years ago with 50 Cent.
Yeah, right.
They had a beef, but it was no beef. It was just a marketing scheme to sell records.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if that with this
really,
was too.
It's really hard for rappers at that level to be beefing. Like, what y'all beefing?
Yeah, what are you beefing about?
What is really happening? Come on.
Said the original beef started because of Kiki.
Because he thought that was Kim Kardashian.
Because they could be calling her Kiki.
You know how many Kikis is out here?
Nah, nope.
Right,
Kiki Palmer.
Especially Kanye, he only know one.
Kiki Palmer. I can name one Kiki off the jump.
Her name is actually Kiki. God damn it!
They say Kiki Palmer.
He ain't say Kiki Kardashian either.
Right, and at the end of the day, you got four children by right. Your Kiki.
You won. Like,
she married you and still want to be married to you. Cause they trying to work it out, so I think all in all, I think I'm sorry to say, but I think Donda won.
Yeah. Yo, but you was right about like the whole part about sonically it sounds better because it may be because he's a producer, because even though it's a lot of things that he may not have produced on the album,
right? But he knows what he's listening for.
He knows what to listen for, yeah. And then think about if you're a producer. For one of the hottest producers.
Right.
Like, you gotta come with this shit. Like, that would be probably nerve wracking. I'd be scared as a motherfucker to see Kanye and beat.
Right. Because I know Mike Dean did a lot of the album. Because, I mean, Mike Dean worked with Travis Scott. And so it has that kind of feel to it. But, yeah. I mean, just the way, I mean, most of the tracks I don't have any standout record really on Certified Lover Boy to me. There's none. No. Not really. Like, even the one with Jay, it was like, what the hell is this? Like, even previously on Ready to Die, what the fuck was that part? Like, what, I didn't even understand it.
I thought my Spotify.
I did too.
I did look down. I liked it. what the fuck is happening?
Right.
I was like, you know what? I wouldn't mind listening to this right now. but I was trying to get into this drink. Yeah,
I was so confused. I was like, oh.
I like that song, and I liked, I'm not the biggest Drake. Out of the three of us, I think I'm the least Drake fan out of all three of us. I like that one in the 7 a.m. bridal walk or some shit.
Right,
like
the one that he's dissing Kanye in.
And I didn't even know that. Made me disappointed. I was like, oh, I thought he was just going hard. I didn't know he was going hard at somebody in particular.
Right.
But I felt like it was a lot. He's real proud of his son. There's a lot of talking about his son. And I wanted Don to, huh?
Because it's out there now.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's the first album where it's known. And I just wanted Donda to be more about his mother. Like, I don't know why. Like, I know it's because it was titled that, and I know. Like this whole, it seemed like he was grieving, and the album seemed like a grieving process,
right?
And him getting a way for him to get over his mother. So I was thinking it was a lot. It's gonna have a lot. His mom, and like when when Drake releases the Andre 3000 and Kanye thing,
that didn't help Drake at all.
I was just happy that we got some Andre.
Right. I was like, I don't know how that didn't. I don't know if it was supposed to be on the album. Or that's something, or it's going to be released as a single by itself.
What Andre 3000 said is that it was supposed to be on the album, but when he heard the song, Kanye had a different verse, and it was talking about his mom. So when he gave his verse was talking about his parents and them passing out. He's grieving as well. But then when he heard the product that was going to be on the album, it was the version that Drake played where Kanye is talking about Drake and all this other shit and not about his mom. So Andre asked him to take him off the album. Mm-hmm. Andre's like, if that's the song you're putting out, I don't want to be on it.
I got you. Yeah, because that record was, I know he said he was too old to be a rapper, but come on, Dre, you need to get a finesse studio.
You're never too old to be a rapper, yeah, right. sir. Like, right. you are.
Like never, I said, you like, Rolling Stones still go? Rolling Stones still right. going?
Yeah, look, like, if why you want to call yourself a poet, like, play the flute to a beat and rap, like, just rap. Dog, like sometimes you hear for a reason, man.
But like, I wonder why he thinks he's too old to rap. Like,
I mean, I don't know. He said it though. I'm not sure why.
Because that's his age rapping that's still like hot,
right? And I think he needs to get over that part. And like, you know, and because when people hear his joint, they're like, oh, we miss Andre here,
right?
Right.
And Big Boy's still rapping.
I think he don't like the fact that we think he's one of the greatest.
Right,
man. Like, he listen to his raps and be like, what y'all be listening to? Right. Like, y'all like that? Like, I didn't say nothing. And now he's like, y'all want me to say something more profound than that? I can't. Because he don't think it's good. He don't even think it's good
enough. Well, then team back up, give us another Outkast record. That way he don't have to do all the work.
Big Boy's going to be in there smoking weed and blowing in his face. He ain't trying to hear that, man.
Big Boy is still rapping, so it's like...
hard. Rapping hard. Just,
come on.
All right, Outkast. Shit. We need an Outkast record. I know we got...
Since 2004.
Right.
Or three.
That was the last Outkast
record? Unless you want to count Idlewild. You want to count Idlewild?
Yeah, Idlewild. But that was... I think the double album came out before Idlewild.
No, Idlewild came out. That was the last album that they did together.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah.
Dang. That's still a long time ago.
Hollywood Divorce. That song is a shit.
Yeah, I miss Outkast. I mean, I miss Andre. I mean, he did some records here and there. He did the features on some other thing. But yeah, that record was dope. So I think he need to go put back. Kanye need to put back the original verse and release the joint,
right?
Because Drake did no favors to himself. He was like, oh, the record that didn't even make the album. It's still Donda. It's still better,
right?
But I mean, I know I'm a Don Toliver fan, so Moon, I like that joint. what else on Donda do I like? What's the other one? Well, I said Hurricane, but it was a Jail. I like Jail with Jay. But on
it's funny because I listened to Donda all the way through.
Right,
I didn't.
I just did Donda all the way through. I skipped some of Drake. Sorry, buddy.
I mean, I listened to both of them all the way through, but I think I
went. No, I'm saying like I listened to both of them all the way through, but when I go back and listen to them, like I listened to them a couple times, I always skip Drake's some at least one or two songs on Drake, John. But I'll listen to Donda all the way through and just keep it moving.
Right.
Like I don't know, maybe it's just a spiritual meaning in me.
Yeah, maybe. Because I mean, because now I don't remember when I listened to it the first time that they take out the cusses, because the cusses are out now. Like, there is no curse word. On Apple. On Apple, they are gone.
Yeah, you know, I don't listen to it on Apple. But I did notice that some of the songs already had it out. And I'm like, I was hearing songs with curse words in them. And then, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, it gets to, like, the fourth or fifth song. And I'm like, wait, did it just bleak out cuss words?
Yeah. So now I think all of them are.
I haven't finished Donda. Is Future on Donda?
I don't think Future on Donda.
I like Donda better then. Like, what is the why do people like that? No, man,
it's crazy.
That Drake song that you told me that it's just two different beats and they weren't even together. He was just happy to have Drake on the song.
Oh, that song's dope.
I can't even get once it gets to him talking about he loves red bottoms and he's crazy and he started talking. I change the channel every time. Not a fan of Future at all.
Is that because of Sierra and not raising his and not taking care of his child?
It could be a percentage of it, but I don't like his music. I've never been a fan of his music. I like before they met.
He's just Tony Montana.
Yeah.
Man, that's a long time ago.
I like when he say the Metro touch you, I go and shoot your shit, but that's about it.
Oh, you like that? You like the Metro Boomin tag?
Yeah, the tag. I like that tag.
I get you. Because that was on Kanye's other rap.
Huh? Getting paid for that, like the Maybach lady?
At one point, he might have got paid for it. Or he might not have, because that might just be his boy.
He do a lot of music.
Future beats.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But like, give me a couple beats for free. You can keep my name forever in perpetuity.
Right. Father stretched my hands on Life and Times of Pablo. If Young Metro don't shoot you, trust you, I'm going to shoot you. Beautiful morning. Yeah, mama.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Young Metro,
he good.
Yeah, between the two, Kanye, I know he's been canceled by a lot of people, but the record is a better gospel album.
You can't cancel the person, you can't cancel the artist.
Right, well, yeah. I mean, and he kind of said, you know what, I know I made mistakes. This is why, even what you call referenced it in his rap, he said, I took his red cap off and now I told him to come on home. Jay said that on Jail. He talked about it. It was definitely for a guy who doesn't really who wears a mask nowadays. He definitely was. He did try to be as transparent. On this record, and I think Certified Lover Boy, I think, just didn't hit the mark in terms of one. I know 40 is his boy, but maybe he need to switch it up a little bit for production wise.
With this album, he just Drake'd you. That's all. He just hit you with another Drake. Like, it wasn't nothing different.
Right. Yeah.
It was just Drake. Like, but I like the album, but it ain't my favorite.
Right. Like, Way Too Sexy. Do you like that song?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah, because it got Future on it.
I hated the song when I first heard it. But after I watched the video, I was like, oh. After watching the video was kind of funny.
It was so funny.
I was like,
especially the Kawhi. Like, he was like,
Kawhi.
That part was funny. Yeah, the video was funny. I enjoyed the video.
Walking around the beach with his shirt open with his big ass belly. Like, it was like looking like an old man with a belly. It was different. Different on the song. His music should have been different on the album. If you're gonna come with a different type of like style for the video,
did Drake have any of his Canadian homies on the record on the album?
I don't know. I don't know.
Like, cause I don't know Tim's. I don't know where Tim's is from. That you and I played earlier.
Is she?
I don't know.
You said she. It is a she.
Yeah,
that's the same person that was on. That's not the same person that was on. No, that's not the same person that was on WizKid's joint.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Then it definitely is a lady. Like, it's a lady.
That's a man or a woman.
It's a lady. Yeah, because she's not.
Remember, I didn't know for a while, and the crazy part is that I've been listening to. We're in 2021 since 2019, listening to that man and never knew that it was a woman.
Right. Until I saw the video, I didn't know that was her on the video for Essence. I was like, ah, yeah. That's a lady.
That's a duet. That's a duet.
Well, I know it's two different people, but I did not.
A duet sound like a man and a woman, don't it?
Right.
Like, that's a duet. I don't know what a man and a man or a woman and a woman singing is, but a man and a woman is definitely a duet. But yeah, I didn't know she. I was like, I think it's three people singing on this, right. On this song.
Her tone is like,
yeah, she switches it up. She got the real high, and then she can go low with you,
right? And I think that's what he was trying to go for. He was going for that Essence record on that the joint I played earlier. I think he was going with that type of
songs.
Look at the WizKid's on his joint. Yeah, that one before WizKid started to really bubble,
started having some Essence.
That was on what Views?
Views. Yeah.
Oh, that was years ago. Feels like
Baby. That's the same damn beat, actually.
So basically, you blaming 40. You're blaming 40. That's what you're fucked up. Yeah. You don't blame Drake.
All of his overseas music sound always sounds the same anyway. Like any song that he has that kind of gives you that over that different. Well, I guess overseas. Style is like always got the same type of beat to it,
right? But I think Drake and Kanye need to squash their beef. They need to go in the studio, make some records. I want you to put out your best
2022.
I want the best producers to collaborate with some of the best artists and make records. Like I know 40's cool, but I don't need 21 tracks.
40, let 40 go someplace else. Let him find another rapper real quick.
Right.
I don't need to work with him and branch out a little bit, figure out what's going on. I they in a rut almost. That's what y'all think? That's what y'all saying?
Kind of.
They in a rut?
Yeah, kind of.
A rut?
I think they come in. I mean, because it's one thing to do it with like Nas doing Hit Boy, but this is new for Nas. Like, this is like Nas used to be like, give me that garbage beat you got, and I'm going to rap over this. Like, he would take trash beats.
My lyrics transcend.
Right.
And that's why y'all don't like this. That's why y'all right.
Here the cheap list, right? Y'all
messed up. He was like,
he like that. I want that page one list of rappers. I need 12, 13. Where them at?
He gonna make them just fire. You can hate me now,
but I'll work my way up.
Right.
Stop talking bad about Nas. Y'all trash.
But now with Hit Boy, the King's Disease 1 and 2. Yeah, that was hot.
Yeah.
So I think
King Disease for another Grammy, yo.
Yeah.
2 is crazy.
Too. Right.
It's better than 1.
Right. Yeah. So I
he's
need.
He's not gonna win the Grammy for this one. He ain't gonna get back to backs.
Oh yeah, no, because 1, Kendrick is coming. Because
Kendrick gonna come in time for the Grammy.
Yeah, because the album is done. He posted it. He said album done. Listen, this is the last album on Top Dog.
Yeah, he did say that.
So you got Donda. Certified Lover Boy, Kendrick, Nas. It's going to be a good category, but
Donda and Certified Lover Boy ain't going to be better than Kendrick or the one we just talked about.
Well, you never know. You never know.
Kendrick and King's Disease is 1 and 2.
But like you said, Nas ain't going to win back to back, so it's going to be somebody else.
Yeah. But we could still rank them.
Right.
Still rank him. He can't win one. He can't get the one spot, but he could take the second spot over these two offerings that we're talking about now.
Right.
I gotta
wait and see Kendrick joint. Yeah. Because I enjoyed Donda more than I thought I would, actually.
But just it's because of your biases, though, right?
No, I don't think because I went in thinking if it's Kanye from what's the last two albums? Not the gospel album.
Jesus.
Not even after those joints.
Children see dead people. I mean, Children See Ghosts or something.
Yeah, the joint with Cuddy.
The Whoopity School?
Yeah, that shit. That one. Yeah those two joints.
What was that? Yee.
Yee. Yeah, those two joints.
You can't even remember the name of it.
Yeah, right. I just know the one. I know.
Oh, Yee. I thought it was called Yay.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, that shit was that was trash. Those, so I wasn't, so I really wasn't, I mean, and I knew he was in his, still in his gospel bag, and I appreciate this record actually is close to a gospel record. It's
it is.
It's like Lecrae, even though Lecrae is probably
conversation had like Lecrae on it, right? Or like Indie Video or something on it,
right? So as well. So it's definitely, and especially now that he took all the any of the curse words out of the record, he took them out, even N word and cuss words, everything on Apple anyway. I should say, it's clear.
Play the church.
So it's Yeah, but Certified Lover Boy, I was like, you had this joint out. If you had this same record in December, I mean in January, you could have just put it out and not waited for Kanye, because Kanye had, well, one, Kanye made the bigger build up because he had those three stadium listening parties that killed Apple's streaming records. So it was less like just drop your joint. But hey. It is what it is. What else is going on in the world? I found this funny that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is opening up an investigation about McDonald's McFlurry machines always being broken.
It's about time. It's about fucking time. I can't wait till this investigation is closed and we get some answers.
I've never ordered a McFlurry, so I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Milkshakes, all that shit. All that shit. It's all the same machine. It's always fucking broke.
Yeah.
Maybe. I want something cold besides ice.
They don't want to. They don't really want to be in the ice cream business. They just want to. They don't. They want to.
You can stop it.
Yeah, but
go to McDonald's after this and see if theirs work.
You can go to three of them.
I don't really want one. I just wanted to see if your machine works.
No, that's not true, because it always works in March. It always works in March. When you go to get a Shamrock Shake, always can get a Shamrock Shake. You
definitely can get a Shamrock Shake, them nasty mints. Ooh, that's racist. Cold mints. Nobody likes frozen mints.
I like a small Shamrock Shake. If you get a large, that coloring starts to
mess with your brain,
and it just starts to give you a funny taste after a while. You be like, "Oh, okay, now I'm over it." But a small one, a small dose of it,
I don't like no mint ice cream. I don't like none of them mint. Ugh.
Yeah, definitely gotta be a small dose. Too big, nigga, that shit turned into something different.
Right?
Can I get a big? Can you biggie size my mint, my Shamrock Shake, please? Like, no, we don't do that. It's McDonald's, it's not Wendy's. y'all want to talk about abortions in Texas or no?
We kind of, shit's crazy.
It's bullshit. Yeah, it's some ridiculousness. And I mean, 45 did well, man. He got three justices in there that voted right in his favor,
right,
or in the favor of the people that he wanted in there,
right? But
because Supreme Court said keep doing what y'all doing. But I think the weirdest part, it's not necessarily. It's terrible that you're taking control of women's bodies, and it's terrible that at 6 weeks, a lot of women don't even know that they're pregnant. So after that, they can't. It's illegal for them to get it. What's crazy is if I think, Josh, your wife is getting an abortion, I can call the cops and file a lawsuit on y'all two for getting an abortion. And if it finds out that y'all didn't get an abortion, I don't have to pay no court fees. You still got to pay the court fees.
Right, and then you get a $10,000 war on some people, right?
It's a fine. Is a minimum of $10,000, which means that it has to go to elected judges. So it's not a small claims court anymore once it gets over $10,000. So it's elected judges that are making the rules. So some of them can throw it out. One dude may be having a bad day. It ain't no by the book type of shit. It's by whatever the judge thinks he wants to do that day or she wants to do that day. So it's going to be interpretational as you go towards one judge or the other.
Right.
But you can't even drive a person to an abortion clinic out of state. You can get fined for that.
And the crazy thing is that like there's no penalty for the guy, because it's not like a woman can have a baby on her own.
Right. And like if somebody rapes you, you can't get the baby aborted.
Right.
If your daddy impregnates you, you can't get your baby aborted. Like what? Right. One lady was before the 6 weeks, knew that she didn't want to have a baby. She took the plan B. Sometimes the plan B don't work. It didn't work. She found out at 7 weeks that it didn't work. Mm. So she went to the clinic, and they was like, on the day that it that the ruling went down. She went to the clinic to get an abortion, and they were like, we can't do it. Mm. And now her baby is going to be special needs because she tried to abort it and it didn't work.
Mm, that's
so pretty. Her baby already got issues, and is that baby growing inside her, and she don't want it. Like, what kind of energy? Like, everything is about energy, right? So what kind of energy is the mom putting into the baby that she don't want?
Right.
Like,
right.
I wanted to have an abortion. I can't have an abortion, but I gotta grow you for 9 months, and all the whole time I didn't want you.
I just feel like a situation like that could bring other things like suicide and shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If somebody's that, because you never know how somebody is, and like you can't, and they can't do something that they want done that's going to change their life forever.
Right.
It's like some people might be like, "Fuck it, I'm out of here."
Right.
And none of these things say like, okay, the ladies that did want an abortion, now they have to have the baby. So y'all got parenting classes,
right?
For these women, you got
classes. You money. Got
that's always right, the thing.
Right. That's what I was about to say. You going give me some welfare because the daddy ain't around. Like, I don't have to talk to the daddy, right? Because the daddy don't get punished. It don't matter what he say.
Right.
He gave me the baby, but it ain't his fault, right? I'm the one that's walking around here. You know what's crazy, what happens when the baby comes? Like, y'all wash your hands of the woman once the baby comes?
That's always the issue I always have. Like people say they're pro-life, but then, okay, once the baby's not pro-life. Here.
That's the life. Take care of the that's baby. The life.
Right.
Yeah.
Miss pro-life, here you go.
Right.
Like, you take care of my baby. And like all these adoption clinics is overrunning now with babies that ain't wanted. What happens with these babies? Like, it ain't no way a lady that wanted an abortion gonna keep her baby necessarily. She probably would give it up for adoption.
Right. And it'd be a thing. Definitely, like if I wanted to have my child if I was forced to have my child, but then you don't give me anything, like I can't really work because childcare is too much. You don't have universal early education, so therefore I'm always a step behind, so I'm losing my way, especially if you don't have any support.
Man, the majority of people that know that they're pregnant before 6 weeks are trying to have a baby.
Right.
So they said 85% of the cases in Texas last year were after the 6 week time frame.
Well, that's why I did. That's why I picked 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they say because that's when you could find a heartbeat, but that's not true. You could find a heartbeat. I want to say it's a little bit earlier than that, but I don't know offhand. But it's not at 6 weeks.
Yeah,
it's trifling, man. There's a bunch of old white men making these decisions about young, young black brown girls.
Totally makes it not.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing.
The world is changing, and we about to be a black and brown America by 2050, and this is the last this effort to keep, because a lot of women that's getting abortions are white women. White women are more, it's more white women that get abortions just by, because it's more white women in America.
Right.
And we could stop them from getting abortions. They got to have these babies. We get more white people in the world.
Yeah.
We're going to keep our percentages up.
Yeah, but what if they smashing black and brown folks?
Well, then we definitely going to give you an abortion. We got to get them out of here.
Because that's the thing, though.
You're a special case. You can go from 8 weeks all the way up to 9 months. We can abort that baby right away.
Right, because I was just reading something. A lot of things is because... Because people are now.
It's true, though. It's so, that's how you feel.
It's not even just black and brown. There'd be so many biracial children coming in the world nowadays that it's not even just black and brown. It's like, it is black and brown, but it's white women with black men or Asian men or Latino men, like and vice versa.
That white woman dates a black man and has a black baby, and then that black baby grows up and dates an Asian man.
Right.
And have an Asian baby, an Asian black baby, and by the time that baby grows up, they don't even know that they white.
Right.
They have no idea. They know their black mama, they know their Asian granddaddy, and they rocking with it.
Right.
And they're like, white? No. Right. Not here.
Right.
Not, like, yeah,
so you they know do that great, 23andMe.
Right. You know your great grandma from Bolivia, yo.
Yes. So but that is an interesting point, that it is, they don't want abortion because they want to keep at it. That's
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the driving force.
That's definitely it. That's
it's a part of it. It's Texas. It's Texas.
Texas, yeah.
And they turn in purple. Was it? You said it was purple last time. Last election, they went purple.
No, they weren't purple yet. Purple. They pump it. They bumping up against purple. They ain't even purple yet.
Okay.
They bumping up. Which call went is Georgia's purple now. But I think also. But sometimes I'd be like, well, but majority of the women voters. I mean, white voters are women. So some of this, they can change because they have, well, because one, most of them voted for Donald Trump.
But check this shit out. White men put white women on a pedestal. If you're a white woman, don't you want to be on a pedestal? Everybody want to be on a pedestal for some reason or another. And if white men have the power and they going to consistently put white women on a pedestal, I'll vote for the white man as a white woman.
Right, but wouldn't the NFL disagree with you? Because there's a lot of black men putting white women on a pedestal.
That's a good joke. That's a trifling joke.
NBA,
but it was good.
NBA is different. NBA is less likely. And I have a theory. I have a theory behind this. It's because
the NFL. What's your theory? Because I would love to hear this.
Well, the NFL is more prevalent. It's more prevalent because one, it's normally predominantly white schools. More white women like football, and so I think they're more into it. So I think that some of that is where when basketball, more black women know basketball.
Their daddy would have played football. Their brother could have played football. Whereas
I don't know, but I don't know if that's a true theory, but I think it's because the atmosphere around college football is whiteness around football.
Like tailgating, you don't tailgate at a basketball game. Yeah.
Right. So I think some of that has to do with that. But yeah, so you would, because when you look, if you look up at a lineup and you see basketball players and their wives and football players and their wives, definitely a white dude.
But back in the day, it was a lot of white women.
I was about to say, because like Zach LaVine, Klay Thompson, Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah, they're all mixed, no doubt. They are.
They are.
Yeah, but not all. Because Steph.
All the ball boys.
Because Steph ain't. Steph and Seth, they just got light skinned mama and daddy.
They black though, right?
Yeah. I'm saying they just got light skinned mama and daddy.
Yeah. So they not mixed. They don't count them. Don't count them.
Well, they might have been mixed down a lot. They might have been mixed before, but not.
Their mom don't. I didn't know their mom was all the way black.
Right, and if that's and the person that Dale say she cheating with, maybe that I'm not your daddy.
Who cheating?
When they get divorced now?
Oh, Dale Curry.
Yeah, Dale.
They need to be quiet. Dale Curry, just keep commentating. Cheat and commentate. Be quiet, girl. Be in the stands rooting for your kids. Like, wow, at least these two wonderful basketball players and their sister don't need none of these troubles. Why their parents putting their business in the street like this?
Hey, because you gotta let people
stay
know.
In the mix. You gotta stay in the mix.
I was a shooter first.
They got it from me.
Right.
I wonder if he hate that shit, yo. Like, both his sons shoot better than him.
Right.
I mean, that mostly work time. I mean, because you know what you need to be a great shooter, so you can already tell. Like, he might not have had nobody teach him the great mechanics, but now he could teach his sons, his children, the great mechanics, and they take that on.
Volleyball or something?
I think so, because she's married to, it's all family pool, because I think married to Rivers, it's the Rivers and the Currys, it's all blended, all up in that joint.
Family of basketball or something.
It's
another mixed motherfucker.
Yeah.
Rivers. Oh, yup. The Rivers. Yeah. The Rivers is a mixed motherfucker.
And you can't forget my boy Hubert Davis. I'm proud of my white wife.
Man. He got a white woman. He loved that white woman. Oh man, he loved that white woman more than anybody else loved their white woman. Like, for real.
When he said that, I know it's a while ago now, but I was like,
Nobody even asked him.
My queen.
She's my queen. I love her to death. I put her in a dashiki. She's like black coffee. Queen, nigga, no sugar, up. No cream. I love it.
Yeah.
And I like my coffee with all the cream. Just give me milk. I don't even need no coffee.
So, yeah. So I guess it definitely is a generational thing. I think the 90s basketball players definitely have white women. I think LeBron started the trend. He was like, I got my high school sweetheart.
Like, I'm going to keep this.
He said, I ain't going to college, so therefore.
Kanye. Everybody heard Kanye say, when she get on, she like, yeah, for a white girl. And they was like, no. Yep. This generation is not doing that. We're not going to do that shit. And Kanye did it.
What else is going on? Oh, Anita Baker got her master's, so go on and stream all her music and let her get her that money.
365 days of the year. I want that same old loving baby.
Right. She got control of her master's. So that's That's always good. Sweet, sweet love. We'll be ringing on her and her checks as they continually stream.
That's Rochelle Pharrell.
No. What?
No, the way he sent
it. Oh, the way he sent it.
I can't make my voice sound like that without
you. Yeah, but you can't Rochelle. Make your face sound like that without making me think of Rochelle Pharrell.
Rochelle Pharrell, that mouth, what that mouth do?
Yeah, that mouth do a lot, girl. Sheesh. She can sing her ass off, but she ugly when she's singing. Like the Cowardly Lion. She sing like she in the forest. Don't the Cowardly Lion, that's where he live at. He live in the forest. The Cowardly Lion, that's the Cowardly Lion's problem, as he live in the fucking forest. Don't know goddamn lions live in the forest. He live in the jungle, goddamn it. That's get in the jungle, you get some courage.
Right.
A bunch of shadows and shit in the forest.
And just jump back to down. The one thing I do have an issue with.
What's that?
Is the fact I understand. Even just listening to the song, I understand Chris Brown's beef where he was like, because he said they took his, because when I went back and listened to the song, I was like, I don't even know fuck he's even in there in the right. chorus. Like they say he had a verse. I don't know you at there at all.
No. It's like one little piece that he's there, you could tell. But then it like layers up with like a choir.
Right, So it's like, why are you even here? Like you must have just been like in the studio.
All the lights on one of his albums got like on there. And you're like, when? Where?
Right.
Like,
and it's crazy because you had to fly to Wyoming to do this shit. Like
one line. Right. We go to Wyoming.
And you put me on here for this?
I think they already knew it though.
Soulja Boy was mad. He got dropped.
Soulja Boy definitely should have been dropped. No, sure.
I'm like, yo, why are you complaining when Andre 3000 asked to be dropped? Like, if Andre 3000 asked to be off the album and he ain't make it, like, you shut up. Like, that should be the name of the podcast. Shut up.
Yeah, but I mean, and I want to know if the Lox jumped on there after Versus. Is that what happened? They had to do it. They were bubbling. They're like, oh, yeah, let me get them on here right now.
Yeah, the price of the
brick. Especially since
the price went up.
He didn't drop it.
Did y'all see Jadakiss b-boying? Jadakiss like 40. How old is Jadakiss? Like 47?
I don't know if he's 47. That seems a little old.
It does?
Yeah, he might be like 43.
He close to us like that?
Yeah.
43?
Yeah. I think he's probably around that age.
It don't matter. He over 40.
Right. Well, he definitely probably over 40.
He looked good doing it, too.
I'm gonna do that shit, man. I'll be
B-boying.
Okay.
Well, I mentioned Versus. That brings me up to the new Versus that's coming out soon. Ja Rule versus Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Who you got?
I'm gonna go with now.
Oh no! Now, if you got preference that much,
I had posted about it when I found out. I posted. I said, "Man, I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm on the fence a little bit."
Yeah, because I posted too. Because I was like, "Who Ashanti rooting for?"
Got more hits. Yeah, who Ashanti rooting for? That's funny.
Because both some of their bigger hits, Ashanti on them.
She can't do nothing.
I mean, the only thing is, what you call do have lean back. So he has Remy and all.
That's his biggest hit, though. Right?
Yeah, that's his biggest hit. So
Ja Rule got hits bigger, just as big as Lean Back to me.
I don't know. Does he got bigger hit?
That's what my thing was, is that Ja Rule has a lot of hits to
right.
me.
Right.
Like radio hits.
Radio hits.
Right, right.
And nationwide hits, like hits. Even white people like that type shit.
Yes,
type
yes.
And that's what I base my thought off of who would win, is who's more nationally known for their hits.
I agree.
It would be Ja Rule.
I agree.
But I do like Fat Joe on the other side of things. And Fat Joe did have some hits. But when I try to just randomly just think of the hits versus hits, Ja Rule definitely is on top.
Yeah, because what's
called Ja Rule versus 50.
Yeah, I think that'd be people
petty, came up, petty as shit.
I see people were saying people say, oh no, that the beef is too real. Realer than a nigga killing somebody.
If you kill your guy.
There's no excuse for anyone.
Right. Twitter fingers do not count. Like there's no beef anymore.
Right. If them two got on stage, all beef It's fake.
I agree.
That's true. Like, this cat said somebody to kill me, and I'm still here to do this verse.
Killed him, and I'm on this verse telling him how your man feel in the grave. Like,
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, so 50 and Ja Rule could have got on.
I think that would have been a better beat. That would have broke versus records.
Oh, man, that would have been the best one. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
That would have been.
For sure.
I think 50 probably would have won, but.
Yeah. And the petty,
because you got to figure too, they never rapped at the same time. Like Ja Rule was rapping, and then 50 did Wangster, and Ja Rule kind of stopped rapping. It was crazy, they had like six.
But he was talking about him singing rapping, but then 50 did the same thing.
And then 50 started singing.
But that's what the thing was. 50 was like, I gotta get this nigga out of here,
right?
Because I sing, right. I'll teach y'all to stop.
Like, we can't be two of us. One of us gotta be out of here. I think that's what the real beef was.
He shelved it.
But now, like with the times that we're in now, everybody sings, like, right? Got melodies in their songs, so it's like. I feel like that's what it should have been.
I need him to apologize though. Just like, you can't be mad because he sing,
right?
And then start like you beef about something else, bro.
Right?
No, that was not the beef, because you sung the very next song.
Back in the 90s, early 2000s, I guess you got away with it. Obviously, he did.
Yeah, but you know what I think happened? This is what I think happened with 50. Is that, you know, when 50 came out. Song that actually hit the radio was Jacking for Beats, right?
Right.
Yeah. When he was fat.
So, Fat 50. So it was like he already was petty just making that song, right?
Right.
And I think what happened is that he continued with the petty shit, but Ja Rule was the one who reacted. And so when Ja Rule reacted, it almost made it seem like, oh, you know how niggas be like, oh, when they see something bothers you, that makes them do it even more type
right.
shit.
Right.
Like, and I think that's what happened. If Ja Rule wouldn't have did shit and just left it alone, I think it would have just, he would still be on. Like,
you also got to remember, too, they supposedly from, I think they both from Queens, and he was asking Ja Rule for a little bit of help. Like,
I can see that. Yeah, I can see
it. And Ja Rule was like, I'm Ja Rule right now. Like, nah, I don't know you.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
He ain't like that.
I can see that beef. I probably could stem from that, too, I'm sure. But yeah. who
But you're right. They would have been perfect together.
Who owns the record, New York? Is it 50? Is it Ja Rule or Fat Joe?
That's Ja Rule's song.
It's on Ja Rule's album, right?
Yeah, that's Ja Rule. Ja Rule's guy has to play that.
Oh, because that's
they probably are in negotiations right now.
I think they are doing that at the end. I think that's so too.
When
Jadakiss played, I was like, oh, I remember. I felt like I'm from New York.
I played it back. Like, I need to hear the whole shit.
Yeah. Right, I went and played it later. I was like, you know what? I remember I loved this joint. Like, I felt like I'm from New York, but I'm not from New York at all.
Right. And you definitely wanted to drive up there. Like, I need to make a trip.
Recorded this video.
I mean, I lived across the bridge for 4 years, but other than that, I was not New York.
How often did you go?
We went quite a bit, but still not to say I'm from New York.
No, not at all.
I visit New York.
My favorite spot's in New York.
I've been to
New York.
I've been to Times Square. Statue of Liberty. I can't even think of it quick enough.
That's Central Park.
What else is going on? Three people died of an overdose. Three comedians, I think.
Ooh.
I think they all adjusted. Yeah, they were all at a house, and I think one lady is hospitalized.
Bad batch.
Yeah, they said it was cocaine laced with fentanyl. Fentanyl is not to play with. I ain't fucking with drugs, and that's one of the reasons because niggas be lacing shit with stuff.
Always cocaine that always got some shit with it. Ain't that how Richard Pryor got fucking burnt cocaine? I think so.
That's when he set himself on fire at the door and hit the cocaine. Yeah.
Like, cocaine is not good, yo.
Rick James said it, didn't he? It's a hell of a drug.
A hell of a drug.
Right, because it's like anything with crack. The fire probably burns off some of that bad. No, I'm just joking.
What?
Don't do crack either. I'm just joking.
He's like, you know, what?
You know what's funny that you said that? And the reason I thought about Richard Pryor, because I just watched the documentary on Richard Pryor, right? The other night. It might have been last night or the night before. But when he was talking about he loved cocaine so much, I was sitting in the bed and I looked over at Kelly. I said, yo, when I used to do coke, yo, that shit was not like, and she was like, what?
It wasn't as good. It wasn't as good as they be talking about it, right? Like they be making it sound like it's a great thing. You be like, crack had me stealing.
I'm like, after all these years, what if you found out just now, just today, out of random day, a random Saturday?
What would she do?
That I was doing coke.
What would y'all do? If your wives had like a 4-year binge before they met you, where they kicked the habit like 2 years before they met you.
Oh, well, I mean, what could you do? Congratulations.
Like 18 years later, they like, I don't know how long y'all been together, but however many years, like yesterday, they's like, hey, by the way, 4 years before you met me, you used to be sucking dick for crack.
You took it to another level.
Yeah, I didn't say I just spent on my paycheck. They use their paycheck to actually buy stuff, but you had to get the crack money. No,
that's not your question, though. Your first question
is, yeah.
You also has a different answer. The answer changes when they suck your dick, so they can sell their whole paycheck for crack, and you're fine with that. But as soon as they put their mouth on some other penis, so the drug dealer penis, you can't have them sucking drug dealer penis for crack.
Because you're in a bad way. If that's what you need to do.
If you're selling a drug dealer's dick for crack, you in a bad way.
Right, so you were a crackhead. It wasn't even...
that you like crack whore. Like, 15 years later, I'm pissed.
You mad? You better not be mad.
Look, I'm pissed. And fuck mad, nigga. I'm raging.
I know Kelly all her life. You sure?
I'm raging.
That's funny. Y'all gonna tell her, brush her teeth, and y'all gonna kiss her.
Because my thing is that, like, why would you wait all this time to tell me that you was a crack whore?
Because you started talking about crack.
No.
You was watching Richard Pryor. We was watching Richard Pryor together.
So that made you say, oh, yeah, by the way,
I forgot to tell you. I've been meaning to tell you. I lit myself on fire, too.
You could have told me that anytime.
No. I needed to make sure the kids was in me, the kids was out of me. And we had established this life.
No. You could have told me that. You could have let me make my decision.
No, I needed to trap you.
Yeah, well, now I'm not trapped. I'll be like, yo, I got
now, you want to go out and do this crack together? You want to go get the crack together?
I'll be like, I'm out of here, you crack. I'm posting on Facebook and everything. Everybody going to be on my
just
side.
Just found out my wife's sucking dick for crack. It was 29. It was 1999, but still.
Mm. All right. Crazy. Crazy. I think that's all I got.
Shit. Oh shit!
Oh, somebody
read the comment, Rob.
Oh, I ain't say. Let me say.
Oh no.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I already knew that.
Dang, you is real brother. You supposed to tell him things like that. Supposed to hit him to the game. Now you got two kids.
All right, well, I guess we got to wrap up this podcast. Guy got to go talk to somebody.
He ain't going to shut the kid. He ain't going to shut the sound off. We going to ride it.
Girl, you ain't need to do that shit. You could have sold your car or something.
Right. You could have did anything else besides that. That's like, Ralph Angel on Queen Sugar, he sucked it up. She sucked it up, but literally he had to deal with it. And they married him at this point. So, I mean, he got over it.
When did she do her little dirty dude?
I think they were together. They were together, yeah, because they had a baby together.
Nope.
I mean, I think they had broke up at this point, but then she got addicted to crack and she was cracking it up really good.
She was at her best crackhead.
Yeah, yeah. She said, "I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do it right." I'm gonna do it.
Jesus. What do you say? How do you say? Cracking it up.
Right.
Jeez, she's cracking it up real good.
Right.
Shout out to everybody who's recovered.
Absolutely, and stay away from fentanyl and cocaine.
Yeah.
That was the reason I brought up that story, because that shit is crazy. Right, yeah. It's too many.
Oh, and stay away. If you can, stay away from the over-the-counters because, speaking of that, what's the people called? God damn it. The Seglers, the Wigglers, they like this billion dollar family.
Oh, yeah, with the opioid shit, right? And the over-the-counter joints.
And they just finalized their lawsuit where they got to pay out $4 billion, but they worth like $50 billion. So they got to pay out $4 billion of their own money.
Right.
But they don't have to admit no wrongdoing into causing this opioid pandemic that we have, or endemic that we have.
Right.
Whatever. Going on in America. But the $4 billion is supposed to be spread out between the 50 states to right. give help and prevention for future opioid crises and things. But the company that is bankrupt now, so whoever bought them, they can still produce fentanyl and oxy and all that stuff, but all the proceeds go back to helping the people.
I don't think it was fentanyl. I think fentanyl is like an elite, like meth type of thing.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Because fentanyl is like, it pretty much says, I'm going to kill you. Like, it says it on the box. Right. But before you even take it, it says, this is for death. Like, it says it right there.
There's a box.
If you're looking to die, I think it says ready to die. On the box. I think
it's a picture of Biggie on the box.
I think so. I think it is. I'm pretty sure. Because a lot of people, like the accidental overdoses, there was something laced with fentanyl in it. So it's like,
oh, okay.
I mean, I think it's cheaper than some of the drugs. Because it's like.
Yeah. Oh, so they'd be cutting it.
Right.
With fentanyl?
Right.
Damn.
And
fentanyl is ready to die.
It's a synthetic drug, and it takes you down. So stay away.
Supposedly that lawsuit is unprecedented, and it can give other companies that immunity to get out, to actually have to pay. Basically, they can pay out of lawsuits and pay out of their criminal activity if they have enough money to do so.
Right.
They got enough money. They did it. And now they don't have to worry about anybody ever coming after them or suing them. And they can keep their little $46 billion and go on about their business.
Mm.
I think the best thing about it is that they can still produce, the company can still produce the oxy, but all the proceeds have to go to help the communities that were affected by the oxy in the past. But it sucks because the new people that bought the company don't get the profit right. off of the moneymaker. That was the cash cow that made them all the billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And they still get to keep it.
That's crazy.
They should at least said, when did oxy first start? It started in this, how much were y'all worth then? And they should just do the math. I'm like, we take all of that. Take all the oxy money. They shouldn't have any oxy money. And a lot of that shit, a lot of their billions is from that oxycodone, man.
Oxycontin.
Is that what it is, oxycontin? I thought it was oxycodone. What is it?
I think both of them, man.
Oxy.
Yeah, I think it's oxycodone, oxycontin. I think it's both of them. I think they're both.
Just ask for some natural. Don't take that if they offer it to you.
What else? On the 4th was Beyonce's birthday, so happy birthday, Beyonce.
Yeah.
Terry Crews is Terry Crews tweeted about being uninvited to the cookout. He said the best thing about being uninvited to the cookout is you never drink the Kool-Aid. And everyone everywhere said, "Who the fuck is Terry Crews?"
I mean, he just keeps going further and further out. Like, shut up, nigga. Like, Damon needs to get his balls grabbed again. Like, shut the fuck up.
He's a fucking.
Alfonso Ribeiro said the same shit. He ain't getting invited to the cookout either. But he's on tape saying, "I love white women. Like, only woman I want to walk out of here with is a blonde one."
Oh, really? And he said that?
She better not have brown. Yeah, she better not have brown skin. Mm. That's what he said at a party. He said this before he married his white wife.
Oh, okay.
Well, so he has white. He has kids and everything now. Mm. But then, week or two ago, he was like, "Black people don't like me. I'll never get invited to the cookout." And it's like, well, this is the reason why. Like, you don't like.
Right.
Who said black people don't like?
That's what Alfonso. That's what he said.
He put that in his head to make a reason for him to like the ladies.
White girls.
Yeah.
And if you like white girls, that's fine, but don't be a dickhead.
Like, right. And you don't got to jump and say, I like white girls in spite of black women.
Right. Yeah.
Like, your mama's black, bro. Like, right. your mama definitely black, Alfonso.
Right.
Or at least Afro-Cuban or Afro-Latina.
Yeah, she black.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But Terry Crews, the only reason you tweet about being uninvited to the cookout is because you are mad that you are uninvited to the cookout.
Right. You calling Tashina Arnold like, "Can you get me some tickets?" She's like, "No, bitch, get the fuck out of here."
Right. If it didn't bother you, just let it. Just keep moving.
I ask you, can you get me some tickets, man?
Right.
Right.
Don't say nothing.
Right, because at this point, nobody wasn't thinking about Terry Crews. You just doing right. your you doing your America's Got Talent gig. Just keep it moving. Hey.
Keep it moving.
Hey, I mean.
But white folks, every chance they try to, anytime something controversial comes up, they run Terry Crews to ask him his opinion.
Yeah, well, oh, I get it now. I mean.
They be throwing it. They be like, hey, Terry, here's your foot. Can we put it in your mouth for you?
I know a black person.
Terry Crews. Come here, Terry. Come here, boy. Like, all right. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Grab my cock. No, that was rude.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
I did have something to talk about that I watched, right? Because I was confused as hell. I almost posted about it, but I was like, niggas don't understand me sometimes. But.
We ain't going to talk about it. Bring it up.
I was watching Bill and Monica, like a documentary on Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And when they were talking about it, they kept on saying how with the Me Too movement now that he would have been crucified and blah, 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 blah. I was confused because maybe I don't know what the Me Too movement is about. Because when I was looking at the documentary, this woman never said that she didn't want to give him head or that he did anything to make her give him head or like anything.
It was all consensual.
She was like, yeah, she was just down for it.
Right.
And I'm like, well, why would they think that the Me Too movement would have something to do with this? It was totally confusing.
Right.
And
because it wasn't even her to tell. It was Linda Tripp that made the.
I think right. It was more Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
Linda Tripp was more involved with the Me Too part of it, I guess.
Like she was saying. Monica, well, because she was
straight like, I love it. Like,
right.
I'm doing the president. Like, this is great.
And they like, yeah, the Me Too movement. They're like, yeah. They always brought it up. Like, every scene.
What's crazy is he got impeached for having sex in the Oval Office and lying about it. No one's been impeached for like, you get impeached for a lot more. Like, the last president got, what did he get impeached for? He got impeached twice.
Right.
He got impeached twice for something much worse than, okay, that motherfucker grabbed niggas by the pussy and got elected. And they impeached this motherfucker for getting his dick sucked in the Oval Office. That don't make no fucking sense.
Right. Well,
so he got crucified in a different way. I don't know what the Me Too movement would have had to do with it.
Right, because he did get impeached, so it's not like he didn't suffer any consequences.
Yeah, it didn't go through, but he did.
He got impeached.
Yeah, impeached counts. Yeah, right. That counts.
He got impeached, but he didn't get convicted.
Right.
Gotcha. That gets you thrown out.
Right.
No president has gotten impeached and kicked out.
Correct. Right. The only person who was close to getting that was Nixon, and he resigned before that happened.
So. I was just totally confused. I'm like, maybe I don't know what Me Too movement is.
Yeah. I mean, but I think a lot of people were saying that, I mean, maybe, I'm sure the thing was that he was a man of power and stature. But and so he took advantage of, but when is it, because I was watching when is there not a line there? Because what if the woman was like, I wanted to be there, and it had nothing to do with his power stature. I mean, it might have been, but some of it had to do with just because I wanted to do it. Because at the end of the day, a lot of women will say they want a man to take care of them, all that kind of stuff, so they love the power of that dude. So that was one of the things that attracted to them. So when did that become? Like, I get when you hear Harvey Weinstein things and saying, like, he, like, that guy. I understand that. Like,
right.
That's,
right.
Like, yeah, okay, that motherfucker greasy. But when, like, right. It was like, when it's just, like, just because it's an intern and a subordinate, even not if it's your subordinate, because I was watching a show where the guy wasn't even, he was higher, but he wasn't her superior, but he was a higher right. thing, but she just happened to be an intern, so they were in a relationship. So if people found out, then there would be an issue because people would be like, well, you only got getting this advancement because you're sleeping with them, which may not even be the case, but the perception is always more right. prevalent than actual truth sometimes. It's like, oh, well, it's seen this way. So that is why some people have it. It's an interesting.
Why can't I just be an attractive man in a high power that women just like, and this particular woman just wants me? Like, that, why does that have to be the higher powers? That could be the case.
Like 20% of the time, but 80% of the time, we're to assume that it's not. Like,
man, cause bitches ain't shit.
We're to assume that Monica would not be stuck in another intern.
In 302.
Yeah, say that shit. Yeah, everybody knows who said that shit. But like with Monica Lewinsky, if the intern that she was working with, if he could get her in the Oval Office to get her to suck his dick, would she do it? You know what I mean? Like, right. The power of the president, like, I can bring you in the Oval Office and we can have sex in this Oval Office. Ain't nobody had sex underneath George Washington before. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Well, I think some of it has
a regular intern that she may be attracted to more than Bill Clinton that she may like. That power is addictive.
Right.
It's
so, really intoxicating. So I can understand it also, because sometimes some people are really powerful. You might believe you can say no. But if you're the one who came on to me, right, then that's a little different.
She did that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I think she said something about, I can't remember. I don't remember. I don't want to lie about it. I don't remember.
Right, but now it's different. If I'm the person in power and I come on to you, but if you're the person not in power and you come on to me, I don't know. Is that wrong? Like, if I say, you know what, I wasn't thinking about it, but now that you brought it up,
right?
Okay,
right. Come on in this Oval Office, girl.
It don't have to be Oval Office. It's just anywhere. Like,
I'm talking about the Bill Clinton.
Right.
Just give it to me anywhere.
Right. We don't got me in the Oval Office. We in the locker room. I don't fucking care.
Right. But I think because it was in the organization. If it was Al Gore's intern, I think he'd probably been fine. But since it was his direct intern, I don't even know. I don't even know where she was. Was she?
I thought it was Hillary's intern.
I don't even know whose intern it was. I'm just fucking. But she went on. I think
she the trip.
She was an advisor of some sort or something, in the White House. But
like,
Monica Lewinsky is executive producer of the impeachment that's coming on True Crime Story coming on FX. She is doing that. I'm surprised they ain't do one for
Did she ever become a lawyer?
This made her famous.
I wonder if they ain't do one for Carl Thomas and Anita Hill. They need to do that one. Ooh. I guess because he wasn't impeached. I guess he wasn't. He still became a judge. His name Carl Thomas? Clarence Thomas. Thomas, I wish. My bad, Clarence. My bad, Carl. Keep on doing your summer rain. My bad, brother.
Let that boy miss that pregnant wife, yo.
Summer rain. All right.
Met her ass.
Is there anything pressing before we wrap this up? We won't be here next week for folks. We will be hanging out in Pittsburgh at the Barrel and Flow. So if you are listening to this on Tuesday and you see us on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come say what's up for sure. Come say what up, take a picture, give some feedback, how you like the podcast, how you don't like the podcast, all that good stuff.
Play the podcast as you're walking up to us.
Yep.
Do that.
You said play the podcast?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
For the prize.
Notice that I just play it. I'm not giving you nothing.
Kobe free hugs.
Like this. You winner. Winner.
You won.
Is there such thing as a Kobe free hug though?
This is it.
But wait, but if it's airborne, what difference does it make if I hug you or not?
Right, yeah.
Like if it sticks, if it can suspend in the air like The Matrix for a little bit, and I walk right through it. What difference does it make?
Who said that?
I think it says it can stand. I think it said it can stand in the air for a while.
It's like 6 minutes or something.
Right.
Crazy.
Right.
It was something crazy like that. Yeah.
So if I walk through it, then I got you. Which is why I just read an article. 84% of the people in America have the COVID antibodies. That means a lot of people had COVID. Like when they've been testing blood, they've been going through testing for COVID, and 84% of the people had the antibodies.
Because we're not getting. When's the last time y'all got tested?
It's been a minute. I said I was going to get tested.
Was it before you got your vaccine?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Last time I got tested for COVID was when I had COVID.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like everybody that has a vaccine, like we still, I think the three of us, we all got vaccinated, but we're still being protected, like wearing masks in public and trying to stay away from people as much as we can. But we're not getting tested anymore.
Right. Well,
you and didn't I say that who didn't say that we didn't get COVID? Right. You know what I mean? Like we just and we just the vaccine and the vaccine COVID, actually worked. So when you saying that everybody got the antibodies, like, yeah.
Right.
And the world is open. Like right. Motherfuckers is at least America's open. You can fly anywhere and drive anywhere you want to in this country, and people is like, come on.
Right.
We need the money. Come
and on over here. And at the end of the day, I won because I had Johnson & Johnson. When Johnson & Johnson winning, they ain't talking about no booster shot yet. They said maybe.
They said Moderna. They trying to figure out if Moderna can do it.
Right. Yeah. They said maybe. But they also.
Not. Johnson & Johnson said, we are done. You can get one shot. We're not giving you nothing else after that. You talk to them niggas over there if you want extra shit. We are done. We did our job. One of them. Bah, bah,
bah, right. Bah, 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 bah. And I think they put a halt on the booster shot so far. So we'll see. Because there's people, I think people do, like people in the other parts of the country who, I mean, other parts of the world who ain't got, can't get access. They were like, oh, y'all giving away extra shit and we ain't got their first dose. They were,
and so, giving away extra shit because the crazy motherfuckers is saying you can't wear a mask
right.
to school.
So I think what? I think that might be a halted for a little bit. But I think they also probably, because this is new science and just new results, they were saying maybe we probably shouldn't have, you probably should have been like Johnson & Johnson where you took one shot, took a longer period of time besides the 4 weeks. It should have been like a couple months, maybe a month or two or three. And didn't have the second shot, but you know, people wouldn't have remembered. They would have been like, oh shit, I forgot that second shot. Or they would reschedule, and never got it.
And now you're
right. All right. Anything else going on that we need to talk about before we go? Like I said, we won't be here next week. We'll be chilling at the Fresh Fest, Barrels and Flow. Going back to 2019, maybe.
Damn, take them back.
Yeah, but we'll be at the Barrel and Flow. Hanging out in Pittsburgh. So that should be a good time. Masked and vaxxed. I'll step away and then I'll sip my beer and then I'll slide it back going, you know how I do. all right. Well, before we get out of here, we always like to know how people can find.
It's in the Matrix, though. They suspend it right in your face.
Yeah, it is. Everybody got to show their either back card or which card. So hopefully, COVID ain't fluent, ain't speaking the language up in there. So hopefully,
hopefully it don't know how to talk Pittsburgh.
Right. Hopefully it don't talk Barrel and Flow. No. Don't belong there. Hopefully.
Oh shit.
Yeah, hopefully.
Pretty sure that COVID speaks hella English, yo.
Hopefully it does. Florida tells you it speaks hella English.
Florida, Arizona, Texas, all the motherfuckers is like, yeah, COVID definitely knows English.
Right.
Definitely speaks their language.
Right. So there's that. All right, well, before we get out of here, we always like to know how people can find everybody on these worldwide webs. So Lou, how can they find you?
I like to first start off by saying vote. I know it's not no election year or nothing like that, but with that shit in abortion in Texas, that dude was voted in. Those people that made those laws were voted in. The judges were voted in. So just vote. Any chance you get, just vote. You can find me on them Instagrams. My name is Lou Belgium.
There it is. Yo.
I like to say before I say how I had them to say, get vaccinated. Oh, I can say that. Mm-hmm. But you can find me on Instagram at IM302YODA.
There it is.
That's me.
And you can find Bruising Banter Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Bruising P on Twitter if you're nasty. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Anywhere you listen to the podcast, you can even go to www.bruisingbanter. Huh?
Twitter. You kind of sound like an Englishman. Twitter.
Twitter. check us out on the Twitter. You can go to www.bruisingbanter.com and you can find out all about the podcast. You can check out the merch, all the links that we are, all the platforms we are streaming on. Make sure you always subscribe, tell a friend about the crew, subscribe and review, all that good stuff. That is free. If you ain't want to buy no merch, baby.
Yeah, you wrote that yourself. I see you with the bars.
Yeah. If you want to follow me, Rob G, there it is. Rob Stay Bruising every day. Bang, 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 bang. I'm getting a lot of followers nowadays. Followers is going up. I know.
Followers, go follow.
Yeah. People follow me now, so that's what's up. I guess I gotta. Well, I know. I promised Stay Bruising was coming. It's still coming. It's just not coming in August because August passed.
August gone. August 2022.
I'm doing my Donna baby. Oh, Madonna and my CLB. I'm doing both of them.
Definitely a CLB.
I'm doing both of them. It's still cooking.
Just keep pushing it back. As long as they keep pushing it back, they'd be into something to anticipate.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, until next time. Well, shout out to Dev. Hey, he'll be back. Not next week, obviously, because we won't be back. But the following week, he'll be back. Until next time. Peace.
Have a good week, everyone.
Watching haters wonder why Gambino got the game. Half time thicky, all she wanna do is bang. Got her head done, French braids, now she ASAP. Bino so insensitive, she asking why you say that. Had him chilling, real quiet, feeling. Rich kid, paint me as a villain. Still spitting that cash flow, DJ Khaled. I got penthouse on both coasts, PH balance. Real, I rep those. Why though? Cause I said so. Yeah. Deep in that Pepto, I got five on it like Benfolds. I got more tail than that Petco. You faker.